on, by the way?
No, just a sample. The total height is 40 inches. This is 20. Kali is another 20.
This thing? Yes.
So I think we could try casting it in bronze.
Bronze?
Yes.
Bronze in London polish?
Yeah. It is the American or the Western version of the Occidental.
Oh. That's perfect.
Or not Occidental, but Bell Metal.
The Julie polish?
Yeah, they can polish.
Okay. That's under the cloud.
Depends on the cloud. Rain. Generally doesn't need very high potential
Better than that. Yeah, it's cheaper. Bronze is
very good. I've
never seen it highly polished.
Yes, that is the point.
Why not make brass?
Out of brass?
Then bronze is harder.
Huh?
Bronze is harder.
No, why is it harder? Softer. Okay. Metal.
Gold is softer still. It'll be much, it'll be more brilliant.
More beautiful.
Fresh.
Mm-hmm. Generally,
brass, just like our other people are using map of Gazi. Here also in Boston.
I think Krishna is German silver.
No. Many.
Not so much brass casting going on in this country. Mostly bronze casting.
Bronze, but it will not be polished. You want polish?
I have to investigate.
Right, yes.
There's a Dorian, there's a year old man who cast some brass Dorian candies. He's also very well.
Next to gold or silver.
But I think the other deities we shall just do in concrete. Radha Krishna, Radha Krishna.
Yes.
Either concrete or hard plaster. Hard plaster, delicate plaster, as a stone.
Yes.
They will pay for the casting of Fiji. The Indians in Fiji will pay for the casting if we decide to cast brass here.
Anyone will pay. Krishna will pay. What will be the cost? Let me know. It will pay for something.
I don't have to invest in it.
You have a caste or you have a caste?
We have a caste. Actually, one boy is working with me now from Hawaii.
But one thing, if you can send one copy of this to Vrindavan to take the casting cost there, they are honestly.
Perhaps they'll be able to do it cheaper in India.
Hmm?
They'll definitely be able to do it cheaper in India.
They can do it cheaper in America.
Yeah. The transport.
Transport is the same. They have to transport from there to the America. Mm.
Nanda Kishore or someone
else? The central Okara.
Okay.
That man has said there is no necessity or endeavoring for economy development. Very difficult to understand.
People don't know how
they'll survive, they say. They don't get money. Yeah, we are actually, for example, we are not after the economy. But we are after falling to Krishna's
sometimes because they
always... No, I'd be careful. Go
on with that one thing. Actually, though, it is. Because they see that without working, we are just have to show the
truth. We are working, but working for Krishna.
Yes.
I went to the bank the other day, take out some money for the press, and I took out a few $1,000. I had to take it in small bills, and there were armies there, and they were yelling, they should be thrown out of town.
They said?
Yeah, they were very angry. They don't make that much money in over 2 months.
The communist houses, their envious of this capitalist rich.
But the rich pay. That's the point.
But the leaders of the communists are rich.
Hmm?
The leaders of the communists are all rich. And the people don't know this.
Mm-hmm.
that Galatia, that how is it? I mean, the corner.
It's like Lenin, Brezhnev, Khrushchev.
You are making money, therefore you do not. His son-in-law, his son, being employed. You have to do the son.
Yes,
not for the son. That is human nature.
He was becoming too friendly with the West.
Becoming, getting too many Western ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Khrushchev. So they kicked him out.
Yes.
In England, they had all difficulties in the labour.
Spoken in the dress.
The union problem they have in England, that's why the whole country now is in disruption, because the labour is always on strike. That they did a survey and they found out that all the major union leaders are communists.
And they're making money.
Mm. When I was there, I remember every month there would be a major strike in the car industry, in the shipping industry. In all the major industries, there was always a major strike every year, and it would completely devastate the economy.
The foreign businesses no longer have confidence in England, because if they make some order, maybe it will not be fulfilled.
Hmm?
The foreign business no longer have confidence. I heard that England has sold military weapons to Israel, and when Israel was fighting the war, they called England and immediately sent replacements for the weapons. No, I'm sorry that we're on strike. There's no... We cannot send replacements. In this way, there's no longer confidence in England for business internationally.
Now in South America, it has become fashionable. There are many, many wealthy businessmen living there. So terrorists will kidnap a businessman and then send a letter to the company in the United States or in that country stating that if you do not send us such and such $1 million, we will kill him. So in this way, the terrorists are getting millions of dollars by kidnapping big men.
Businessmen.
It's happening quite often in South America now.
Yes. That's going on everywhere. There was John Paul Getty's nephew in Italy that he was taken by kidnappers, and they petitioned Getty, give us so many millions of dollars, otherwise we'll kill your nephew. So he refused. But after a long, long time, the nephew was returned somehow or another, and they one of the times when they demanded a ransom, they chopped off his right ear and put it in an envelope and sent it through the post. This is proof that we have your nephew, now give us money. And still he refused. And then eventually the boy was returned, minus his ear.
And you were just saying, Prabhupada, even when they have so much money, they want more. This man, one of the richest men in the world, and for his own family members, he would not pay some money to save him.
Who is that man?
Getty. He just died. Just a few days ago he died. Two of the richest Americans have just died.
Howard Hughes was considered the richest man in the country, and they found him dying in a hotel room of malnutrition.
He had become so afraid of death that he would wear a mask over his face to avoid germs, and he would be changing his clothes constantly, and he was living terrified of dying and losing his money. So this way, in the last several years, he became mad, just with fear that he was going to die.
This is your next publication.
In a few days, we'll be sending to the printer a complete Portuguese Bhagavad Gita and Spanish Krishna book. I think within 1 week, perhaps. In 1 or 2 weeks, we'll send both to the printer.
That is the editorial department.
Yeah. That one is it. For Spanish and also Portuguese. I just received information that in Caracas, they were selling every day 1,000 bhagavatams.
What is the price?
Each book, about $2.50.
That means about $3,000 daily.
That's very thin.
And they have been defeated by Mexico.
Mexico is in what?
Yes. This month, last month in Mexico, they sent in for the month $23,000 for the month. Now all of South America combined this month has almost defeated Radha Damodar. almost at the same level now, South America.
This competition must go on. That is. That is a good thing.